It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome back. It is always a good day when I wake up, I give thanks, and I step out into the comfort of my beautiful little studio, and I am connected to fascinating individuals that I have read about, I have watched videos on them, I have followed their journey, and when they so graciously just say, okay, love to be on your show, it always comes to me as such a gift from spirit. Suzanne Giesman, she is my guest today. Not only does Suzanne have a weekly show on Unity Online Radio, which we love because the fabulous Diane Ray is there, it's called Messages of Hope. She also has, she has authored how many books now? 13 books at last count. She has the distinction of being one of the most recognized on Watkins' 2022 list of the 100 most spiritually influential living people. You got that? That's huge. Retired U.S. Navy commander, now mystic medium, messenger of hope. Oh my gosh, we have a lot to unpack today. So, and that's just scratching the surface here, kids. If you want, just you can follow along, go to SuzanneGiesman.com and you'll find out all about her because she has a fascinating background and quite a story. So, without further ado, let's jump right in. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jane. Hi, everybody. I get to talk about my favorite subjects. How great is that?
I know. Isn't it fun? It's always when I can connect with someone that wants to dive deep and wants to go behind the veil, or the way I like to describe it, the next room, it's always such a gift, you know, when there is no fear attached and we know that life goes on and on and on.
Yes, so, it does.
So tell me about how do you shift from being this unbelievably buttoned down, huge career as a U.S. Navy commander, thank you for your service, by the way. How do you go from that to becoming a mystic and becoming this messenger of hope and the M word medium?
Yeah, the M word. That's what I call it. Well, I wasn't just a Navy commander. I was so buttoned down that the head of the United States military, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, personally asked me to be his aide-de-camp. So I served at the very highest levels. That's how left brain, logical, by the book I was. And today I've changed so much to more of a right brain, very balanced still though, but to balance that left side, I had to go quite far to the right. I often ask the question, does somebody have to die or go through a tremendous tragedy to get where I am now? And the answer is no, but in my case, it was yes. And I got here because of the death of my stepdaughter, Susan, who was a Marine sergeant, sergeant in the U.S. Marines, and was struck and killed by lightning in 2006. That catapulted my journey into this other reality, which I now guarantee people is very real, that of the spirit world, the non-physical world.
So her death, was it that she started to communicate with you afterward, or it just kind of like lifted up? You're like, okay, what is going on here? I need more.
And yes, then, and yes.
Okay. Okay.
It actually took several years before I actually had communication, audibly feeling her presence from her, but she went overboard with the signs at first. I wasn't quite aware what was going on until I educated myself about how those across the veil communicate with us through signs. But I didn't want signs. I wanted to connect with her. And so the week that she passed, somehow, and I know it's from the soul level, I knew that I had to create space in my busy mind. I had to start meditating, practice presence and silence, and set that intention very clearly. Susan, if you really do still exist, as my soul knows you do, I want to connect with you. So that became my new mission, and it unfolded in so much more than just connecting with Susan, but with any aspect of higher consciousness, and today, other people's loved ones as well.
Wow. Did it frighten you when the communication started coming in?
Oh, you know, people think that, and there was never one single moment of being frightened. It was awesomeness from the start. Just suddenly knowing things long before I encountered Susan again across the veil, I started to become more intuitive. I became more psychic. I would know things that other people didn't know. Then I started connecting with beings across the veil, and all of them benevolent and so loving. You'll love this, Jane, that I learned not to put my makeup on before I sat to meditate, because the love that I felt was unlike anything I'd encountered here in this earthly realm. And I love my husband with all my heart, but this was a different level that just left my makeup smeared down my face. Yeah, it's been a great journey.
That's beautiful. When you are in the presence of the spirit and you meditate and you get in that space, so when you go to, say, help other people to connect with their loved ones, how does it manifest? Like, how does it come to you? Are you hearing? Are you feeling? How does that come through?
I'm just now preparing for a new course that I'm teaching next month with the Shift Network on what I call holistic mediumship, how to bring it into your whole life. And so I was reviewing a reading that I just did yesterday. The client is going to allow me to share it in the class because it was just exactly what I want people to get, the kind of evidence and messages and clarity. But why I'm bringing this up now is because the day before yesterday, I had to call off a reading because I sensed next to nothing.
Wow.
And the difference between knowing I'm connected with a spirit like I did yesterday and the day before, when what's going on here, there's nothing, is now so apparent to me that I love that. That was my prayer at first. Let me know that I'm not just pulling data out of the air. I want to feel you. So it becomes a two-way interactive conversation with these folks across the veil. This woman yesterday in spirit, my client's grandmother, had me in stitches, and she gave me word for word things she used to say. She's singing, "Oh, sole mio." And my client burst out laughing and said, she used to sing that while she vacuumed. My mother and I were just talking about that. That's the kind of evidence that shows people our loved ones are still right here.
Yeah. It is. It's just really remarkable. And at the same time, it's just so natural to have those feelings and those signs.
So if I could, I have to make a point, though. It is natural, but our human bodies and thoughts, emotions are what get in the way. I need to say that the reason I didn't have a good connection 2 days ago that stunned me is because I was feeling a little sleepy and had a very rare glass of coffee. I don't do caffeine well, and I drank more than I should have, and I was wired. Wow. That actually put me out of coherence, and I wasn't able to connect. It was all on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is there a routine that you go through then? Are you like, you stay away from caffeine, especially when you're going to connect with someone?
Well, I stay away from caffeine regularly, and I would never have a glass of wine either beforehand. The routine is simply to get grounded and centered, take a few breaths, set a strong intention, and I'm ready to go. But the reason it's that simple is because every day I spend a little bit more extended time than just when I sit down to do a reading, sitting in the silence, building that innate power of the presence of spirit in my daily meditative practice. And it doesn't take hours. I probably spend anywhere from 7 minutes to 27 minutes. You know, it's just whatever feels right each day, but it is a daily commitment.
Right. What surprised you the most when, you know, you made this shift? What surprised you most about it?
That I could do it, that I could communicate as clearly as I can. I had no idea my whole life that I would one day be a practicing medium, let alone in my personal meditations, connecting with the masters and angels and guides and loved ones. I was under the mistaken assumption that so many are, that we have to be born mediums, seeing spirits. And I've proven to myself and to many others who discovered, because they believed me, that they can do it too. I very much value and am envious of those people who have seen spirits their whole lives. But I feel some of us are on a path to have a very human left brain life until a certain point. And then if it's your calling, it will open up.
I love that. Great answer. So it's an adventure in our consciousness here. Where do you feel that we're going as a species and humankind with all of the duress and the, you know, the strife and the things that have been going on in the Ukraine and with Russia? Where are we going, and how can we elevate and help this on a higher consciousness? Like, can we do that? Can we come together?
Oh, I know we can. It just takes time. It's called evolution of the soul. Look at history. There has always been, and my guides say there always will be, chaos. It's what leads us to evolve. If we had no pressure, we would have no impulse to act. That's human nature. And so we feel something that's so opposite to our soul's innate loving kindness, and we know there's a better way. So why haven't people changed until this point? Because we as a species weren't ready, but more and more and more of us are opening up to the fact that we are souls in human form, and we're becoming more aware of our multisensory nature, which is innate.
Mm. How did it affect the people, or how does it affect the individuals that are on the side of your naval career? You know, here you are really high up in the food chain. Did they think you had flipped your dome doily?
There's a wonderful professionally done documentary called Messages of Hope. It's on Amazon Prime and YouTube. And we recreated a scene that is absolutely true to how it unfolded. I was the senior aide to the chairman, but he had a senior enlisted aide. And I got together with him after I discovered this ability, and we met at a steakhouse, and we were sitting there, and I decided it was time to tell him what's going on in my life. And he's a mover and shaker now, a CEO of his own company. He actually reached down, turned off his phone to give me his full attention. And he's kind of shaking his head. I thought he's ready to leave. And he said, "I have to tell you, if it was anybody else, I would have said, waiter, check, please." But he says he knows me, and he knows my integrity and the fact that I wouldn't make this up. And so he was truly interested in knowing more. Mm. And in all honesty, we took off sailing after I retired from the Navy. We went cruising on our sailboat to get away from 9-1-1, 9-11, and all of that tragedy. And I lost touch with a lot of my colleagues, but those with whom I've interacted since I began this new chapter of my life are all just so open to it, so fascinated, curious. I believe most of us want to know there's more. We're afraid of what other people will think of us. We're afraid they'll think we're crazy. And so it's really funny that we make assumptions what people will think, but when you bring up this topic, they just open up.
I love that. You know, staying in your truth and staying in your integrity, and they knew that about you, this gentleman that listened to you. I love that. I love that he was open to that. The other part that I find fascinating about you is that you are finding like living proof. There's a lot of people that grab for some of the airy fairy stuff, where you are really delivering, for lack of a better term, scientific messages from the great beyond.
I don't know that I would use the word scientific, because I can't replicate each thing that comes through. But certainly in a court of law, what I bring through would hold up and would convince any jury based on the preponderance of the evidence. There's no doubt about it. And I know that those in spirit know me, and they know I wouldn't do this work unless they give me really good knock your socks off evidence, things that I couldn't possibly know about someone else. And often things that my clients don't even know, so that nobody can say, "Well, you're just reading their minds." No, right. It's awesome when somebody says, "I don't know, but I'll check." And they come back and say, "You were right." And I say, "Yeah, your loved ones are right. They know, they have the big picture."
I love that. I love that. So you are actually delivering these messages, and your client has to go and check the background to find out if it was indeed true. That is
I can give you an example of a guy that says, does my loved one know what I've done to honor him since he passed? And I said, let me check. And I ask, and he showed me three different things. And my client only knew of one. And one of the other things were somebody wrote a message on wish paper, that kind of paper that just dissolves when you light it on fire, in his honor. And another one put a wreath with a burning candle in the middle of it, afloat on a lake. Both of those things specifically, the client found out that friends had done for his partner and he didn't know about it.
Wow. That's like, that's goosebump good.
Yeah, I got them too.
I love it. If you're listening to the show right now, Suzanne Giesemann is my guest today. She has a wonderful weekly show on Unity Online Radio called Messages of Hope. And as you just heard her mention, Messages of Hope is a documentary. It's on Prime as well as YouTube, which I know what I'm watching tonight. I love documentaries. It is my thing. It's my husband's thing. We go through them. We love the show Explained. So this will be really fun because I'll be able to go in the house after the interview and go, Tom, guess what we're going to watch tonight?
Well, you know what's such a gift about that documentary? It has the pictures of me in my naval career and with the chairman and flying on Air Force One. And so many women have said to me that they've shown it to their husbands. And it's the finally something that allows them to understand the path their wives are on. Because they look at this Navy officer and they say, well, okay, maybe I can believe that. Right. And I'm sorry that it takes something like that. But whatever it takes, it's real. Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing.
Women do seem to be so much more open to this avenue. You know, what's in the next room, what's beyond the veil. I'm hopeful that stories like you say, they are connecting with the male population on the planet.
I see that in my classes and workshops, the percentage of men who are attending, who are opening up to this and learning is growing. And it's beautiful because it helps us all get more in touch with our feelings. You say that and the men go, oh, no.
No, I can't do that. I'm not supposed to cry. What is it that you love the most? You're doing medium readings. You are doing workshops, you have a podcast, you're an author, you are doing so much. What is it that like really speaks to your soul, lights you up the most?
This is it right here. Sharing with others that the greater reality is real and showing them how to connect themselves and backing it up with the evidence. That's my main goal, to show everyone you are both a human and a soul, and to give everybody practical tools and processes of how to connect and understand why that's possible. So it's the whole teaching, sharing of the evidence and the how-tos.
Give us a couple examples of what you would say to someone to...
I would say, run, don't walk, to YouTube and watch two specific videos.
Okay.
One is... Look up my name, Suzanne Giesemann, and 7 Steps to Connecting with Higher Consciousness.
You got it.
And the other one is Suzanne Giesemann, Sip of the Divine, a 3-minute daily practice, sit in peace is what SIP stands for. We've had over 70,000 people watch that one already. And I challenge everyone to do that practice for 3 weeks and watch how that changes things for you. Because as I mentioned earlier, Jane, and you know this, meditation is the key to tapping into your expanded self, which is the soul. It's already here, but we don't see it when we stay in our limited human waking consciousness. So if most people say, number one, I can't quiet my mind. And number two, I don't have the time to meditate. But you learn, everybody knows I can take 3 minutes a day to do something new. If you knew this was going to change your life, would you try? And so people are, did you just catch those goosebumps?
Yep. Walk, don't run.
Commit to this. And I give you the chance in that meditation. Let's call it a practice. So people aren't scared away from meditation.
Okay, good.
They give you a chance to ask a question of higher consciousness. And then you start getting answers to these big issues you until this point haven't had an answer to. You start to say, wait a minute, maybe I'm not all alone. Wait a minute, maybe I really am this expression of love that all these spiritual teachers start talking about, because I'm starting to feel it. You feel that on a daily basis, it becomes a habit you don't want to live without.
Mm. Wow, that is beautiful. I will put both links on the show page because we, of course, do the bio on your picture and all of that. But I will go specifically get both of those YouTube links so that people don't have to go search for them. They can just bing, click on it and away they go. How exciting. What a delight you are. You know, you're just, you know, you're very, you're unassuming. You're very pure. You really are here to help us move forward, to help expand consciousness. It is so abundantly clear to me that you have
been. I'm grateful.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you would take the time. I know, obviously, from your background and everything that you do, you're a very busy woman. What is it that we can expect will be there for us, waiting for us in the next room? What have you been shown is next?
Well, as you ask that, I just feel this burst of love from the spirit world. They tell us that if we could feel now the love that is our true nature, we would dissolve. The body can't handle it. When I first started channeling, I would stutter and shake because I was bringing in some of that higher energy. I've learned to handle it. And yet they tell me it's only a drop in the bucket of what awaits us. So get rid of this body that is really just a block and a filter to what is already here, already surrounding us, and suddenly we become aware of it. It's a huge aha. The woman I brought through yesterday told me that she showed me she was very Catholic, very religious, and she said, yes, all of my favorite beings, Jesus and Mary, they're all here, but so is everyone else. And we get to just listen and choose who we want to learn from, but they're all sharing the same message. It's all love. And we feel it.
Mm. Ooh, this is good. This is good stuff, Suzanne. This is really great.
Yeah, I could talk for days.
No, I love it. You can come back on. I will have you on as much as your time will allow. Let me just tell everyone that I'll also put a link to your podcast. You're on Thursdays. It's called Messages of Hope, which is great because you have a memoir that's Messages of Hope. You have a documentary and your show. So it's really nice. And the name of this show is going to be Messages of Hope with you. I will put everything in there. Are you enjoying doing your podcast?
Oh, I love it. And I especially love it because now I'm video recording them and putting them on YouTube. So we're reaching thousands more and the feedback is wonderful.
Oh, I love
it. We're creating a real community here because we're hungry for this sense of connectedness. So we have it connected here at this level and then across the veil, which is why I have a monthly webinar that I call the Monthly Connection, where I share the latest wows from the spirit world. They come in daily, and the latest teaching, usually at my expense. This is a great advice for anybody listening. Whenever you notice yourself out of alignment with the soul, when you snap at your partner or you feel fear or any of those lower frequency things that we humans normally feel, that's an opportunity. And my guides use it as an opportunity to teach me because I'm all about clear out the gunk so I can have the clearest connection with you. And I share those monthly with whoever is ready to go on this journey with me.
I love that. So it's a monthly webinar. Fantastic. How do you find time to spend with your fabulous husband and your beautiful dogs?
Just in the Navy, I used to teach leadership and management, and prioritization was one of the top things we taught. So I've really learned to prioritize. And my top priority is my marriage. And so I just have to give him time. I have to literally work into the schedule. This is sacred time right here. We're going to go work out together. We're going to go to the beach, whatever. But he understands also a sense of mission. He's a retired Navy captain, and he willingly lets me have my face in a computer half the day and in the evenings. But we also don't watch any TV.
Yeah, wow.
I found it's a drain, an energy drain. And so I can be much more productive without that.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. I I'm not a big fan. I have to listen to music. It's just, it's embedded. Yeah. So, and I find it very empowering to do so. And TV does, it's just, it can be a time suck and a waste, unless you're watching something lovely and educational,
like
Messages of Hope, your documentary.
All right.
Suzanne Kiesman, yeah. I am just beyond honored that you took the time to be here. Any final thoughts before we wrap up the show? It went fast.
It did go fast, but I get messages every day from my guides in spirit. They're published at dailyway.org, and the messages always seem to speak to all of us. And every time the messages end with spirit saying, "You are so very loved." Mm-hmm. And I just want everybody to feel the energy in that and soak it up, because at the human level, we forget that. But at the soul level, you know this. So open to that, this awareness. Love, in my definition, is lack of separation. And we cannot be separated from each other at the soul level. So just start following those nudges and believe it. You are so very loved. And watch how that changes things for you.
Love is lack of separation. Boy, we've got some quotables going here today. Thank you so much. Suzanne Kiesman is my guest, SuzanneKiesman.com, weekly show on Unity Online Radio, which we love. There's all kinds of great shows over there, including Diane's show and my buddy, Reverend Rich. What a delight to have you here. And I'll make sure I get all these links in here. And like I said, you are very welcome to come back on the next room anytime.
Anytime. Thank you, Jane.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.